Hey, welcome to the AI Chronicles podcast. I'm your host, Kyle James, and today we'll be talking about how a software development company called CopyandContent.ai is using AI inside of their own business, and we'll share the exact steps that you can take in order to implement AI for yourself. Now, before we dive into that, listen closely. Are you looking to implement AI inside of your own company, or maybe just struggling to get your AI to stop hallucinating? Speak to GPT Trainer. GPT Trainer literally builds out and manages your AI for you, eliminating hallucinations for good. Go to gpt-trainer.com. I promise you, it'll be the biggest time-saving decision that you've made all year. Trying to set up AI on your own is like trying to build a house from scratch. Sure, you could do it, but the time and frustration it's going to take you to get it finished, it may not be worth it. It's 1,000 times faster and safer to hire professionals. Schedule a consultation today. Once again, that's gpt-trainer. Today, I have with me on the show Jim Edwards, who is the owner of CopyandContent.ai. Jim has been selling online since 1997. He is a multi-million dollar copywriter, software developer, and the best-selling author of Copywriting Secrets and 7-Day Ebook. Hey, Jim, welcome to the show. Glad to have you on.
Hey, Kyle, thanks for having me.
Yeah, for sure. So give us some context here. Like, you founded Copy and Content. Like, give us the background story of how you founded the company and like what exactly your team's doing right now.
So this is actually a platform that I've been developing since 2006, and 3.5, almost 4 years ago, we decided to add AI to it. I actually started developing my own GPT model and spent a ton of money making my own GPT model and finished it up the same month that they released GPT-3. And I said, oh, wow, it has an API. So let's flush all that money down the toilet and just hook right in for, $50 a month. So that's really how we got here. I have been developing a software platform to help people write sales copy and create content for almost 20 years. But I saw the writing on the wall about 4 years ago and realized we needed to plug AI into it. And that's what we've done. And we've just been iterating and making it more awesome.
Yeah, for sure. And I was going back to like when you had invested those funds to like build out the AI before, OpenAI came to be. Like, how did it is what it is, but like, how did you transition from that? Because there was a lot of people I think that were doing that at the time, but how
Yeah,
did that transition
I
happen?
just dropped it. I mean, it's just like there's no way. I mean, I was burning up. Half of North America was lit up because of the server farmers that I was paying for. My wife's like, "Is this going to pay off?" I said, "Oh, it's going to be amazing." And I think we were training GPT-2 or something, and it anyway, I just had to drop it. So now we've got multiple models, and the interesting thing is we're actually in the middle of now training our own model again, and we're doing it on this little server that we're training it on all my sale, all my copyright, all my training, all my books, all my everything. We're training it on that, and it's a gajillion times better than what we had before, and it's costing like $100 a month to train the thing. It's nothing.
Night and day
So,
difference there.
yeah.
Jeez, that's amazing. So now you implemented AI a couple years back. Like, specifically though, like what exactly is the AI partaking in as far as like within your business? And specifically for maybe your clients or internally, what challenges are you trying to solve by implementing it?
Well, the biggest thing is with our software, everything that I've been teaching people how to write sales copy and create content, that has really been my business for now for 20 years. And so we've been trying to help people reduce the time between I need a blog post, I need a sales letter, I need an ad, and actually having the thing pop up. So before it was all framework-based, template-based, dynamic stuff going on in the background. So what AI allowed us to do was just take that exact same input that we were getting from people, which is basically just answering, they answer some questions, and now taking that and feeding it into the AI to get it to give back what they need. So that's basically what our whole business is bridging that gap between I need specific type of content and sales copy, and here's my product, here's my avatar, my customer avatar, and here's information about me. Now take all those building blocks, assemble them, then we take it, add in all the prompting and the dynamic stuff, and then feed it in the AI and then give it back to people. And that's literally our whole business.
Wow. And how much time? I mean, I can only imagine how much time, but like what are some of those like key results that you've been seeing so far from your clients who are like, hey, here's my process, here's what we were doing manually, and now we're gonna go ahead and take this and we wanna automate it. Like what have you been seeing so far as results for some of your clients?
Oh, well, I mean, okay. Like a sales letter. If you want to create one of those long sales letters, 10-page sales letters that, you know, sells stuff that everybody says those things suck and they don't work, but yet they buy from them. And so writing one of those sales letters takes somebody who's just doing it, who doesn't do it very often, might take them a couple of weeks, or you got to pay $5, $10, $20,000 to a professional copywriter. I can literally have, by taking you through the process, write out a really good 10-page sales letter in about 30 minutes, all based on your sale, your avatar, your offer, and you personally, your story behind that. And one of the ways we've been able to do that is most people are trying to make everything happen in one shot, but I think of everything in terms of building blocks. So it actually takes 22 separate building blocks to make that sales letter. So I'm hitting the AI 22 different times to make that sales letter. That's really the big difference between everybody else is trying to do everything in one shot. And so we don't do that for the big stuff. For little stuff like ads and other things like that, sure. But we really, the big approach and the big breakthrough for us is that we don't assume that the AI knows anything. And we actually, the big challenge is reining the thing in. You mentioned at the beginning in your ad about hallucinations and other stuff like that. I don't think it hallucinates. I think it is just straight out stoned out of its gourd and is just trying to make you happy by giving you something. And you have to really rein it in and give it everything. Otherwise, it just makes stuff up.
Yeah, for sure. Talk to me a little about the building blocks here, because I like that concept. And I think there's a lot of people out there who are saying, okay, I'm using AI in this and like, I've got a cool process. It works. It takes me about 8 hours to build this out and it works fine. But like in your case, right? 8 hours is a long time, obviously in our eyes, but like the building blocks, like kind of walk me through that 22, like the example that you gave, like what exactly was happening on the building blocks?
Okay. Obviously, I'm not going to do the 22 building blocks, but yeah. if you think about a sales letter has a headline package, and then it will have some bullets, and then it'll have an intro, and then it'll have either a story or a shocking statement. So if you look at something that is the whole and try and just tell any AI model, hey, write me a sales letter. Dear God, I mean, that's, you know, someone looked at you and said, write me a sales letter. I wait for the thing to, you know, smart off with its voice that sounds like something out of Knight Rider going, yeah, you write a sales letter on one shot. So what you got to do is you got to feed it the stuff to write the headlines. Then you feed it the stuff to write the bullets. And then you feed it the stuff to write the intro. Then you feed it the stuff to write the story or the shocking statement. And you got to feed it the right stuff to make the right parts, as opposed to just thinking you're going to feed it. It's like, oh my God, I can give it 100,000 words now. Hey, Chuckles, you can't even give it 20 words to give it something cool. So, I mean, that's everybody's just trying to make it crap this magic thing. And that's not the way to do that. A human doesn't do it that way. And so if we're trying to mirror neural processes and stuff, how does a human write a sales letter? They write the headlines and then they edit those and then they write the bullets and then they write the intro. And then so why are you expecting this thing just to magically do that? That's not how a real being would do it. So anyway, that's the building block process. And I literally have here, you know, if you see the video, I literally have these building blocks with whiteboard tape on them that I break down the stuff that I want to create into its component parts and then figure out how to make the AI give me the parts rather than the whole. And then I can assemble the whole.
That's brilliant. I love the example too, like with the building blocks that you have there. And like, cause I think it's really cool how it's like, I think a lot of people do that where they type in like maybe a quick blurb of their business or their process or what they're trying to do. and it gives an output, but it's not accurate. But in your case, what you're saying is you're going in depth with each different thing, such as the headline and the intro and the shocking message or the statement. Like you're diving deep into each segment, and that's what's producing that like fine-tuned output for whatever it is the use case is, whether it is a sales script or some sort of like presentation for a lot of the clients. Am I saying that right?
Yeah. Yeah. And our software automatically does that for you. So all you have to do is just, again, tell it who your avatar is, all their hot buttons, then tell it who you are, tell it what your offer is, and then it'll automatically does all that stuff for you. So you don't have to reinvent the wheel with every new prompt, which, I mean, even though ChatGPT has memory now and all these different things have memories and remember stuff across, maybe it's remembering stuff you don't want it to remember. And the thing is, it's remembering stuff. It goes off on tangents and you were like, no, 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 no. And then you end up arguing with it and then treating it badly. It doesn't speak to you for a couple of days. You know, I don't know if yours does that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm very familiar with what you're sharing with me right now. So what would you say has been kind of like the, you know, people who are trying to figure it out on their own, right? Like, what's some of the biggest mistakes that you've seen them, maybe like in their mindset or their process, that's like, hey, look, if you're doing this today, like you need to stop and do this instead. Like what would that first thing that maybe pops up that's worth mentioning?
So I think the number one thing is, you know, it's at the point now where you're not going to download an ebook from HubSpot with 1,000 prompts that, you know, they told you to download on some YouTube video and think that you're actually going to get a worthwhile result. That's number one. Number two, so like, you know, 1,000 one sentence prompts is worth what 1,000 one sentence prompts is worth. So it's not about one sentence prompts. Number two, here's a reality. When it comes to copywriting and creating content and other stuff, if you're asking it to create something that you can't judge whether what it gives you is any good or not, what the heck are you doing? In other words, you got people that are asking it for something, and I guess it looks good, but like, if you don't know what a good ad is, if you don't know what a good sales letter is, if you don't know what a good email teaser is, then you're just going to get what I call data. And data is an acronym that stands for default answers to anything. And that's what GPT and any AI gives you, is just, it gives you data, gives you the default answer to anything. And so it sounds good enough, but if everybody sounds good enough, we've just raised the bar of being a loser. And so for real, I mean, if everybody's just good enough, then just good enough is the level of failure, as opposed to before, where most people didn't do anything. So if you did something that was good enough, you might get a little result. So it's true. So my thing is that if you're just taking what it gives you and not adding anything to it, you're like the kid cheating with their homework expecting to get an A. It's not going to happen. You've got to add soul to it. And soul is an acronym that we use that stands for stories, observations, unique perspective, and lessons learned. The only thing you can add to what AI has given you, at least in my world, which is sales copy, content marketing, all that stuff, the only thing you have to sell is you. Because AI can give the data for anything. You know, it used to be listicles. Oh, these are great. Well, now any idiot can make a listicle. Just tell GPT to make you a listicle about listicles and it will. But if you tell a story, and AI can help you tell stories, we've got tools inside our software that you can just give it the details and it'll make it, oh, that's exactly how I would have told my story. But it's still your story. But telling the story, let's say I tell the story of the first ebook sale I ever made and how I had to have my aunt process it through the craft mall at the Williamsburg Outlet Mall in 1997, which, true story, man. I was bankrupt, living in a trailer park, called her up, hey, can you run this? I had a guy I didn't know somewhere send me $39. I was like, if I could just do this 100 times a month, I'll be rich. I tell you that story, and then I give you 5 tips to make your first ebook sale. Well, those 5 tips to make your first ebook sale might be straight out of GPT. Hey, give me a list of 5 tips to sell your first ebook. But that story flies under the anti-GPT radar that people have. And they read that. This is amazing. And then they read, oh, wow, these are great tips, as opposed to most people just come out with the tips. So you got to, the big mistake's not putting your soul in it. It's just taking the data. And the last mistake I'll tell you, dear God in heaven, when you put something out that you get from the GPT, get rid of that long dash that everybody leaves in that is the total clue that you just straight pulled this out of ChatGPT because it's got that half-inch dash in there in the text, okay? At least do a search and replace on that. So those would be the three big mistakes, man, I'd tell you to avoid.
Those darn N and M dashes are the clues defining the blog post and the content with AI generated. Yes, I know. I see it. Please, I second that. Please do not do the M dashes, the N dashes. They're yeah, I think we hit it on the head there. So for sure. Okay. I like your perspective on like the personal story that you express, like how like everyone's just outputting data. But for you, like when you explain your story or like almost like the English or the curveball to it, that's what, in a sense, like just that alone helped make it a little more unique versus what everyone else is just doing.
That's the only thing that separates you from everybody else is the stories that you've seen. It all comes back to experience. People pay attention to people with experience. Again, what I'm doing, I mean, if I'm not talking about analyzing spreadsheets and stuff like that, but when we're talking about the area of marketing and content marketing and sales messages and ads and all that other stuff, all you got to sell is you. All these people are out here trying to use AI to replace themselves, and a lot of them are actually going to pull it off. Problem is, you replace yourself. What do they need you for? It's not like, oh, I'll replace myself, I'm going to keep bringing cash. They're like, who are you? Why are you looking for a check? We don't need you. You've been replaced by an agent that I made with N8N. And so it's the stories you have about your experience. It's your observations of what you see actually going on and what it means to people. You know, your unique perspective of everything. And then the lessons learned so that, you know, I made the mistakes, I've got the scar tissue, so you don't have to, type thing. That's what people really pay attention to when it comes to using this generative stuff to make communication pieces with other people, assets. I'm trying to think of the fancy words that people use.
Right.
Creating communication assets for distribution out to your potential. Yeah, it's like, oh my God, man. If it doesn't sound like a human, and if it's not designed to connect with a human, you're not really doing much that adds value to the world.
I love that perspective. And Jim, is like, obviously there's so much change happening in the AI world and for copy and content. Like, what are some of those that you foresee kind of the AI initiatives upcoming? And where do you see AI playing maybe some of the biggest role in your operations next?
So I see with what we're doing more interacting with the AI, a more natural interaction. So one of the things that we're doing is doing a lot with voice. So you sit down, the AI interviews you on, you know, we're doing this with helping people write books. So the AI literally interviews you. You have a conversation. And then that conversation transcription then gets taken into another AI. We call them genies. And it gets put into another AI tool that then takes that conversation and turns it into a chapter for a book. Because for me, again, there's a fork in the road. And, you know, they say, if you come to a fork in the road, take it. A lot of people have already taken it. A whole bunch of people are going down the fork in the road of, hey, replace me. And like I said, a lot of them are going to get their wish. Me, I'm taking the fork in the road where the AI is going to be an accelerator and an amplifier of my own voice and for our customers. In other words, AI isn't here to replace me. It's here to help me get my message out faster and better and to amplify my ability to get stuff done. That's the key. So everything is being evaluated. Is it going to help me amplify my message? Is it going to help me accelerate my efforts, but not replace the part of me that's the only thing that has value, which is my soul and my experience and the results that I know how to help people get?
I love it. I love it. Yeah, I love the amplifying on the voice side of things too. And I think you're onto something too with like the conversation, having that a voice AI essentially like interviewing someone else and then transcripting it and then using that to amplify anyone's voice, right? It doesn't matter who it is. It's like, figure out what it is that you're trying to get across and make it faster and better within that. And as we start wrapping up this conversation, Jim, like where can people go to maybe learn a little bit more about you, and then even a little bit more about copy and content.ai that you'd recommend them checking out?
So the easiest thing you can do is just go to jimedwards.com, and that has links to all my stuff. That'll tell you about me, and you can, you know, get a link over to copyandcontent.ai. But if you go to jimedwards.com, you can kind of see who I am, what I do, and all that good stuff.
Awesome. I love it. Jim, thanks so much for being on the show today. It's great having you on. I love the perspective. Thanks for showing the building blocks. If you have those who are listening on podcasts, please get a chance. Go check out Jim's website and check out the video that he's gotten published there. Really cool content. Really awesome the way he's doing things. And again, thank you so much for everybody listening in. And remember, if you're looking to implement AI to your own business today, please, please, please don't try and do it yourself. The time of stress the AI could cause, it may not be worth it. And dear God, please do not use MDashes, as we have said. If you're interested, feel free to go to schedule at gpttrainer.com. Once again, that's gpt-trainer.com. Signing off for now. Have a great rest of your day, everybody. Looking forward to seeing everyone on the next episode of AI Chronicles.